There we are. Okay. So if you'd like to close your eyes, we'll just start the service with an opening prayer. So close your eyes, take a few deep breaths. Just make sure that you are arranged nice and comfortably in your seat. And we'll get started. Divine source of all light and life, we call upon your presence and your power. Open our eyes that we might see, our hearts that we might know. Use us as conduit and vessel through which your wisdom and your power might flow. Grant us the boon of your protection, a cloak and shield to keep us safe and free from harm, held invisible from all shadow. And hold those that we love and care for in the well of the palm of your hand, that they too may receive the blessing of your healing grace and love. Divine, we ask these things of you for the greater good of all and in accordance with your will and the will of the higher self. Let it then be so. So mote it be. Amen. And if you'd like to keep your eyes closed, we'll go straight into this evening's meditation. So just make sure that you are as comfortably arranged as you possibly can be. Make sure there's no stress or tension in your shoulders or your neck. Give the shoulders a little roll, your neck a very gentle twist and turn. Make sure that your hands are nice and loose and relaxed. Focus on the sound of my voice and the sound of the music. I want you to begin by bringing your awareness to your heart center. As you breathe in, as you breathe out, hold your focus here at the heart and imagine in your mind's eye the heart chakra beginning to expand, to open in response to your attention, to your focus. See it as a brilliant blossoming flower of emerald green light, reaching out into the ether around it, growing stronger and brighter with every breath that you take, with every moment that you hold your focus and your attention here. In the center of the green, a blush of pink, pale at first, like the color seen in the sky as the sun rises, abolishing night, bringing dawn. A pale pink light that grows stronger as you focus through the lower heart center to the higher heart chakra. See see this pale pink light blossoming inside the green. Feel your heart expand and reach out into the safe space around you. Hold your attention here and align yourself to the fullness of your emotional being, of your feelings, here and now. These are strange times, and the heart is a sensitive organ that holds not only our fears and concerns and frustrations, but is also sensitive to those of others who we share space with, who we are connected to over distance through love and care. Don't be afraid to feel what you hold here in your heart. Let it rise to the surface of your consciousness. Admit to it. See it clearly now. Hold it and own it. Be present with your emotions. It is at this point in time that you realize that you are not alone. There is another presence who stands behind you. A loving presence, familiar and powerful. The presence of your holy guardian angel. The guardian angel is unique to you, made just for you by the divine as an expression of the divine's love. It is part of your soul, and it accompanies you in every lifetime lived and every space in between those lifetimes known. It is as close to you as your shadow is, a presence that steers you through life, non-judgmental, unconditional, infinitely powerful. The guardian angel reaches forwards and cradles your heart inside its hands. Gently it lifts the weight of your worries and your concerns from you for a moment. Gently, it holds your concerns and fears. You feel this lift inside yourself. You feel this weight taken from your shoulders and your mind and your heart and your spirit. You feel the angel holding you aloft, taking your world in its hands for a moment and offering you respite. The angel's wings open. Light floods through them. Divine light, the light of the heavens, and it passes into you. You are suffused in the angel's glory as it holds your worries and concerns. Surrender to its love. Fall back into its holy embrace and care. give yourself over to its presence and its power, totally. Know with all certainty that it is with you, for you, only for you. And give to it all your sadness, all your anxiety, all your pain. The divine loves you, the angel says. The divine needs you, the angel says. There is no greater love than this, the angel says. Rest for a moment in the angel's care. It is almost time for the angel to step back. But before it does, it reminds you of something important, something essential. All the good you do, the angel says, starts with you. Without you, there is no healing thought, no kindness, no guidance, no love. How commonplace it is for man to forget this simple truth, and in their desire or need to help each other to forget themselves. You must not. I am here for you, created by the divine, to aid you, to love you. And so return to me. At the end of each and every weary day, as you place yourself inside your bed to sleep, call upon my name and let me step forth and take from you your sorrows, worries, and concerns, and hold them in the light divine and fill you with the love of Source, that you might be renewed and refreshed through my grace and through the grace of the light of all. I am the divine's love. I am the divine's love for you. Remember this. Remember your importance and your value. And call upon my healing grace. With this, the guardian angel steps back, not too far, never too far away, but enough in order to enable you to begin to feel the pull of your world, of your home, of this time. Enough for you to begin to feel the chair beneath you and the ground beneath your feet and every breath that you take in and out, in and out. Breathe down then through your legs and feet into the earth. Hear the sound of my voice and slowly and gently return. Return. Return to this here and now. And when you are grounded, centered, protected and well, open your eyes and return here. Now, as today is Valentine's Day, I wanted to theme the service around love, and particularly divine love and self-love. And so the channeling that we're going to have in just a moment or two will come from the Archangel Haniel, who is the Archangel of Unconditional Love, the second greatest cosmic element that exists in the universe. And the meditation, also accordingly themed, was designed to help us to remember that the guardian angel is a presence that was created by the divine for us as an expression of its love for us, and is there as a source of comfort and strength that many of us, I think, forget about, even in great times of need. So the meditation is hopefully a little reminder of that, and is something that you will be able to turn to again and again and again, hopefully, for that kind of assistance. But let's see now what the Archangel Haniel has got to say for us today. Love, second only to the power of change, is the first thing that we experience, and the last thing that we experience here on earth. When we are born, we are greeted by the love of our mother, of our father, of those who help to bring us into the world. There is no greater miracle or magic than birth. And even if we are unfortunate enough to be born to parents who do not love us, there is still love in the hearts of doctors and nurses who greet us and welcome us forwards. It is part of the power that helps mankind to anchor here and truly be born. Similarly, when mankind dies, they are either surrounded by those who love them, family and friends, or bid farewell by the love of strangers who, upon witnessing the moment of transition, often feel inside their hearts the same love that they might for someone being born. For each and every soul knows that death is life and life is death. And so love is given, even if it is not fully or truly understood. And then, of course, there are those who wait to greet us on the other side, who often stand on the threshold between life and death to guide us through the light into the tomorrow. And of course, there is our guardian angel and our guides, whose love is clear and absolute. No one then is ever loveless born or loveless in death, and in truth, no one is ever loveless in life, for the guardian angel, the love of the divine, is always near. Love is a binding force. It binds these presences to us. It binds us to each other. It binds us to the source from whence we came, and it binds the source to us. It forms a brilliant network of light, a tapestry of radiance that can be seen by the spiritual eye, that it is monitored over by the cherubim, the angelic choir, put in charge of its care. It is a powerful net that we can tug upon, that we can send light into, that we can rely upon for strength and energy and comfort. The love of the divine is found in its creation, not only man, but the animal kingdom and the plant kingdom and the mineral kingdom and the kingdom of the elementals. It forms a solid part of your reality. Each and every one of you will have had, or may be waiting to have, a moment when you will feel a love reaching forwards to you from nature, from an animal, from a tree or flower, from the breeze that floats across the sea, from the warmth of a welcome hearth fire, from a crystal that scatters rainbows throughout your room. You might shake it off. You might not truly realize what it is, but it is real. It is there. It is for you. This love. So, those who claim that they are loveless, who believe that they never find their love in life, are wrong. No one is loveless. No one is ever without love. It may not appear as one might want it to. It might not be passionate or physical in the way in which some might desire. But it is present in its truest and purest form for everyone, forever. Love is a power that can protect you and guide you and feed you and see you through. And we want you to be aware of its presence. So, when you find yourself alone in nature, when you find yourself by the hearth fire, holding a cold stone in your hand, petting a dog, stroking a horse, listening to the early morning birdsong, call upon my name and ask me to reveal to you, in that most mundane moment, the presence of the divine's love. And through those flames, through that song, from that cold, smooth stone, from that cold breeze, the divine will loosen its mask and allow you to see its face. And you will know with all certainty that it is the face of a loving parent who does not judge, but rather holds its child in the greatest esteem, the greatest love and grace. And this power will sustain you and fill you and hold you for as long as you need. Call upon my name, Haniel, Archangel of Love.